This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Yeah, yeah! What's up, people? Welcome to the program. It is Chubby Ray Live! I am your host, Ray Lytle. Happy Friday. It is Friday. Thank God. It's Friday! Oh my God. What a week. We are wrapping up week number one of Chubby Ray Live. How about that, man? How about that? Hope everybody's in a good mood. Ready to have some fun today. The one and only Vanilla Gorilla is on. Now, I only have you for limited time on Fridays, right?
That is correct.
Until when?
5 o'clock.
See, that's why I'm only going to do an hour-long show on Fridays.
Yes, the show is tonight. So.
And then you do. Now, for those that don't know, and I want to plug your other show, Gorilla does another show on Fridays.
Yes, I do.
And what time does that show start, and what's the name of it? Get rid of the details, because I, to be honest, I don't even know all the details.
The show is called The Jungle. It is myself and my co-host, God Clown.
Right.
The main show is 6 to 9, but we do an hour-long, like, family-friendly hour where it's lighter, more poppy music. And then 6 to 9, we just go crazy.
So, like, as soon as my show's over on Friday, they can immediately go listen to you, right?
Yep, and they can...
That's fine. That's what I want.
They can talk to Tiffer or Wisconsin Debbie or Mercy knows where it's at. They can get the link from them, and they can head right on over if they want.
Awesome. There you go. So you guys can listen. As soon as, like, on the Friday shows, and this is as soon as we're done on Fridays... you can go over and listen to Gorilla Show. But you don't go by Gorilla there, right?
No, I go by the name I'm in the chat room, Demon Cloud.
He goes by Demon Cloud on his other show. And it is a good show. The Jungle's been around for years, and it's a fantastic show. It's a great internet show. And check out – so on Fridays, we do our show, and then as soon as the show's over – and I don't know, maybe on Fridays I'll start doing the show like 3:30 to 4:30 – or no, 4 to 5 – so that people can go listen to you at, you know, there's no transition. You know what I mean?
Well, what I'm saying is the show actually starts at 6. I had a couple people ask me because they want, you know, the kids want to listen too, but we're kind of raunchy and we're kind
right.
of
yeah.
Very rude.
Dirty. Right.
You know, we talk like Hillbilly Joe, just not with the, you know, the drinking and right. wife beating. Actually, tonight, God Clown actually had a tooth.
Minus pulled the drinking and wife beating. So yeah. At 11, so at 5:30, they can flip over and listen to you, and you'll be playing yeah. music for everybody. That's great. See, that's perfect.
And tonight, God Clown had a tooth pulled today, so he can't talk. So Mercy's going to fill in.
Oh wow, really? Mm-hmm. That's your wife.
Yes.
Everything. Oh boy, this could be a very interesting show. I mean, we know what's been happening with.
You're so wrong, right?
We know what's been happening with you and your wife.
I was listening before the show started. I was listening to the replay of yesterday's show, and I sounded extremely loud.
Yeah, well, you're a loud guy.
Well, I turned my mixer down a little bit right. today, so hopefully we're kind of level today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were louder than me yesterday. I mean, you're probably a yeah. little bit louder than me today too. It's because I'm deaf. Okay, that has a little bit to do with it. I'm deaf, and the other thing is I crank your volume all the way up so I can hear you. So I probably should be more. I should be more recognizant of such doings.
You should be louder than everybody else.
I know, but I'm deaf, you know, and so therein lies the problem is my deafness. By the way, Gorilla, you're gonna love the story. This morning I drop off my daughter at school, right?
Okay.
And. Let me start with a couple days ago. I'll actually go back even further. I go to pick my mother up. My mother works oh, God. In downtown Springfield. She calls me the other day and says, "Can you pick me up from work?" I'm like,
before you continue with this, Ray.
Yeah.
I want to let everybody know that I have met your mother.
Yes.
And that is exactly how she sounds.
Yes, she does. The accent might not be correct, but that's the tone and level and everything that she, you know.
Yeah, it's perfect.
So, and everybody always says, that's not your mother. No, trust me, that is my mother. That's exactly how my mother talks. So, it is something else. So anyway, I go to pick her up, okay, because she's asking me to pick her up. So I go to do it, and I stop. I'm on 6th Street going into Springfield, okay?
Okay.
And while I'm there, I'm at a stoplight, and a guy pulls up to me, and I have no idea what he's doing. He's got his window down. He's wanting to talk to me. And I rolled on my window, and this is Tuesday. And I rolled on the window, and I'm thinking, oh, God, one of my tires are going flat, or there's something hanging out. You know when people want to get your attention, I'm like, oh, crap.
Right, like a cop has shot out your brake lights.
Yeah, and the thing with me is that I, ever since I got off of FM radio, my hope was that everyone would forget what I look like. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's hard to not be noticed when you're me because I'm a huge person. You know, not just in personality, but I mean huge in stature. I'm a very hard to miss person. And so anyway, this guy looks at me and I go, yeah, what's up? And he goes, dude, I'm so glad you moved your show to afternoons. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I'm glad you moved your show to afternoons. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And he goes, I have an iPhone. What do I have to get to listen to it? And I say, oh, get the Ustream app. And I tell him, Ustream, get the Ustream app for your iPhone. He goes, hey, thanks a lot. Okay, so that was Tuesday. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of weird. You know, somebody actually stopping me on the street to ask me about the show. That's cool. So this morning I drop off Bella to school, okay? And this is, you know, it's like below zero outside. It's freezing. I drop my daughter off and I'm getting ready to pull out of Chatham Elementary School. And I see this really well-dressed guy. I mean, wearing a suit, you know, driving a nice car. Just, you know, looks like a handsome businessman type guy, okay? And you notice I say handsome because only handsome people listen to us. Sure. So anyway, the guy, I'm getting ready to pull out, right? And the guy, once again, has his window rolled down. Okay?
Okay.
And so I notice he's looking at me, so I roll down my window, and I'm like, uh-oh, you know, what's going on? Roll down the window. And, yeah, what's up, man? And the guy goes, I love your new 4:30 show. I go, oh, hey, thanks a lot. You know, I mean, I was like, wow. I mean, so let me, it's now to the point where people are actually stopping me to tell me they love the new Showtime. And the numbers of people that are listening to the show, that are watching and listening to the show are unbelievable. I mean, it's really something else, man. I am shocked. Since we switched the showtime to the afternoon, the amount of people are excited about it. It makes me very, very happy. And I know that Gully is excited about it. He's joined us now. Hey, Gully.
Hello.
And he's not frying bacon today either.
No, it sounds good today.
I'll be smashing the computer with the hammer shortly, though.
Gully is excited because he, for once, doesn't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to do the show. So he's very happy. So anyway, a lot of people are happy about the move to the afternoons, and I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for listening. And there's a couple ways to listen. Of course, you can go right to the front page of chubbyray.com. You can go to the, or you can click on the chat room and check out the Ustream feed, or you can click right on the front page of Chubby Ray. There is an audio only time that you can listen. So an audio only feed that you could listen to. A listener, Joy, wants to know when we're going to get a BlackBerry app. You know what? I'm checking into that, you know? But yeah, developing BlackBerry apps is something I don't, you know.
I'm surprised Ustream doesn't already have a BlackBerry.
Yeah, I think, well, they got one for the Droid and iPhone. Maybe that's next. I am going to make the audio only feed is compatible with a Windows mobile phone. So if you have a Windows mobile phone, you can get it. So if you got Windows mobile, Droid, or iPhone, you can hear the show already over your phone. We need to make it compatible for BlackBerry, you know.
Because BlackBerry's like the more business focused, it does take a little while for things to go their way.
Yeah, you're
eventually,
right.
Eventually, so.
Yeah, I got to figure it out. So I'll get there. I'll figure this all out. I'd like to have our own app one day, you know.
That would be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice to just have everything housed by ourselves instead of doing all that stuff? And listen, I know there are people listening now. Let me tell you, thank you for listening. And I have been approached by advertisers, and I know I said I was going to start taking advertising. I am going to start taking advertising, but it won't be until February. Okay, and I know February is this weekend, but I'm talking February as in post-Super Bowl February. It'll be all set up for anybody to advertise on the show, and I'll explain how to do it. And I think you'll marvel at the success and the reach that you will have advertising on this program. And the cost is going to be, compared to actual radio or TV or other internet fees, I think you're going to be shocked at how inexpensive it will be to advertise on this show. So, anyway, this is our first week is coming to a close. Can you believe it?
It's gone really, really quickly, the actual shows, but
it flies
in between the shows.
When you're on at this time, it flies. I mean, time really does just fly by.
Oh yeah.
And I was listening to the replay. I was listening to replays of the show this week.
So
and
did I.
I got to tell you, Wednesday show, when I am giving Gorilla crap about
his difficulties.
Oh my God! The way he sounds, where he's all uncomfortable and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, bless it. I mean. Oh, that is the best.
Talking to someone who's was slightly uncomfortable with something. My sister actually has just bought a headset and has threatened to call in to to tell you off for talking about her vagina.
Well, I mean, I'm very concerned for her. Why is she? I'm very concerned for her vagina.
Well, I'm sure she is too.
Yes, I mean, I worry she's having all these children. Your sister. So you know.
So if we can get her to call in, that would be
I'm worried. I didn't know that she had a C-section.
Well, she's had two.
That's what I mean. She's had two. Are they both C-sections? Or?
I think so, yeah.
So her vagine has been spared.
Well, that's not something I'd like to think about ever.
Although the C-section, listen, you know, my wife, you know, used to have the rock-hard abs. And after the C-section, I mean, don't get me wrong, she's still fantastic. But she mm-hmm. never did get those abs back after the C-section. You know what I mean? She never got those back. Once they cut that, you know, once they cut those ab muscles to get in there, you never get them. I know it's hard, and any women who've had that, you know, I'll tell you, it's hard to get those abs back.
Well, she shows that she knows the number, so sort of she's got a bit of courage, she will call in.
Well, I'd love to talk because, you know, she's...
It's your public service, right?
The English women are always so proper. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I would like to get... I said I wanted to do the news first because we've only got Gorilla for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could get some news... I don't even know if he has... Gorilla, do you have some news stories?
I actually have a story.
All right, well, let's get right to it then, because we got to do it early because Gorilla leaves us on Fridays. Ladies and gentlemen, here with the news, the one and only Vanilla Gorilla.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello, Gorilla.
This one comes straight from New York, New York, the Big Apple.
Mm-hmm.
New York City Transit Agency is investigating a video posted online that shows a man kissing and snuggling a live chicken aboard a subway.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Kylie Kaiser, a 27-year-old architect from Brooklyn, and two friends board an Uptown No. 6 train at the 33rd Street station around 7 p.m. Tuesday. They noticed a man with his chicken lover.
The man wow. was loving a chicken on the subway?
Yeah. He was going after that beak.
On the subway.
On the subway.
Do you know what immediately come to mind for me was something rather obscene and rude, and I actually refrained from doing that, so I'm going to congratulate myself for doing that.
Yeah, congrats, Gully. It's very nice of you to not be rude.
And not swear.
And let me say, a rare occasion as well.
Yes, well, I am trying to behave.
We appreciate that.
Good old Gully. So the man was loving a chicken.
Loving a chicken.
On the subway.
On the subway. Yeah.
You know, it's little stories like that that just, you know, whenever I think, living in the Midwest sucks, there's nothing going on and blah, blah, blah. Then I hear a story like this and it makes me happy to be living in the plain old boring Midwest where we keep our chicken loving in secluded places like barns. You know, we're God-fearing folk here in the Midwest. We don't do our we keep our bestiality where it belongs, behind closed doors. We're not like these crazy New Yorkers where they just do it right out there in the open.
Where do you get a live chicken in New York City?
I know.
One thing I just thought about.
You're right. Where the hell do you find a live chicken in New York City?
New York City.
And that's got to be, he's got to have a small girth if he can put it in a chicken.
Well, yeah, that's just true.
Well, just said he was fondling and kissing the chicken. He didn't say he was sticking anything in the chicken.
But still, you're fondling and kissing a chicken. What the hell's wrong with him?
What's next?
Good Lord Almighty.
Big Montana's finger, your next, Gully.
Finger-licking goat.
What is society coming to?
Yeah, when a man and his chicken can't get any privacy.
And good Lord, I mean, what about, and was it a male chicken? Or?
It doesn't say.
Oh. I'd hate to think it was a male chicken.
It just says chicken.
I'm sure you'd know the difference if it was a cock or not.
Right.
I actually said that word in all seriousness then.
There's a whole different thing. Snuggling a chicken or snuggling a cock. One of them definitely sounds better than the other.
He just said that because he thinks he can get away with it. There'll be a story about a female dog one day and it'll be John Bitch.
I know, because we told him we didn't want him swearing, so. Not any excuse to swear, that damn Gully.
When you're right, you're right.
Is there anything else going on in the world, Gorilla?
Yes. Woman claims white powder on her face came from a powdered donut.
Oh, boy.
Unfortunately for her, it was cocaine.
Oh. Who put cocaine on that powdered donut?
Cops figured it. She tried to tell the officer she'd be eating a powdered donut. He didn't believe her. He had it tested, and it, in fact, was cocaine.
Where was she when they found her?
Maryville, wow. Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. And do we know the time or the circumstance of her arrest?
1:25, 4:06 in the afternoon.
Really?
Yes.
I had two questions.
Yeah.
Who does coke and or eats powdered donuts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? I mean, think about it.
Well, you know, you got a hankering for a powdered donut.
I've never had a hankering. And I'm obese. I mean, you know, I've had many powdered donuts in my life. I've never really had a hankering for one around any time after like 10 in the morning.
You might as well just stick Novocaine in your mouth because it's just going to numb it up and you won't be able to taste the donut.
Yeah, so she was snorting coke in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Good. And was she driving or something? Or?
Oh, yeah. She was cited for driving a suspended license, driving without proof of insurance, failure to maintain or later traffic, and possession of drug paraphernalia, plus possession of Schedule II substance with intent to sell or deliver.
And then she goes, and you know her response when they arrested her?
What's that?
Who put cocaine on this donut? I don't know. Honest officer, I don't know how the cocaine got on this donut. I think you should arrest the Dolly Madison people. Arrest the hostess, folks.
Go after them Krispy Kreme bastards.
And one more before Gorilla has to leave.
One more. I was actually not prepared for
it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put you on the...
No, that's fine.
I didn't mean to make you feel uncomfortable like you do in your marriage.
No, right. Now, Ray, if you were looking for a job, what's the last thing you would do?
Well, you mean that for an interview or something, or
yeah, if you were going somewhere, you were filling out. Let's say you're going to Walmart, right?
All right.
And you're filling out an application.
Okay.
Getting the application. What's the last thing you're going to do?
Rob the place.
Try robbing your potential employer at gunpoint.
Yeah.
A California woman is accused of robbing Premier Cash Advance in Greeley, California. Oh, I'm sorry, Colorado. Says that she handed them an application, pulled out a gun, and it took about $16,000.
Can I ask, was the information on the application correct?
It doesn't say.
Because wouldn't that be something if the cops came and said, I wish we knew who robbed us? And
I take it back. She had applied for it 2 months earlier, then they pulled her job application.
Oh, Mike. So the cops found her through her job application.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. That's
only great. California people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the news. I love it. So, Gorilla, let me ask you, is your wife's not mad at me, right?
No, she's not mad at me.
Okay, good. That makes me happy. Because I don't want her mad at me. She's already mad at you. I don't want her mad at anybody else. Everything going good?
Good. Yeah.
All right. Just want to make sure. I mean, you know, we've had a great week with you. I don't want to, you know.
I know.
Right. So, you have to leave now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The show is getting ready to start.
So, Gorilla's leaving us. As soon as we're over, you guys go over and listen to Gorilla. I'll give everybody the information for you if you want.
Yeah, I'll send you a link over on Skype, and then you can pass it along to...
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Over. All right.
And have a good show.
All right, later.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vanilla Gorilla.
Have a good weekend, everybody. Goodbye, chicks.
I love Gorilla, man.
Oh, that reminds me. I've got that number for Sean. She said she would like to go out on a date with him.
Oh, are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
I'll tell him.
All right.
Awesome.
Text me later. I'll send it to you. You can send it to him or have him text me, whatever.
Will do. All right, Gorilla.
Later on, everybody.
There goes Gorilla. Oh, he's great. I love Gorilla. I enjoy having him on the show. I really do. I really enjoy having him on the show. He has been very, very entertaining.
Very, very honest as well.
Yes. I love it.
Which is nice.
So, how are you, Gully? You're having computer problems still, obviously.
I am not on the computer. It's blue screen 3-4 times since I've been on today, so I'm on the iPhone.
You know what's been happening to me on these stupid computers?
Mm-hmm.
I have been getting the search. I've had resources, okay, being taken up by this ridiculous search indexer.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that stupid thing.
You should turn it off.
Well, I did turn it. Yeah, I finally did. I just went into my computer and, you know, just had it turned. Just took all the way off. Because I don't need it for anything. And you want to know the other thing? I don't know if this... This Windows Defender, do you use Windows Defender at all?
No, it's crap.
Yeah, and what it does is it was using up so much of my resources. I was just kind of going through my computer trying to figure out, you know, what slows it down and what speeds it up and things like that. Man, this program is going against my other anti-spyware, just doubling everything up and using so much resources. So I finally had to get rid of that. Making me crazy.
Mine's come up with loads of blue screens I've never seen before in my life, and each one being a different blue screen. So either way, I'm basically without a computer for the next couple of weeks.
So you know, but you know what caused this, right?
Yeah, I know what I need to replace, which pirating. Is pretty much everything.
Pirating.
I wish I could pirate a new motherboard and processor, but unfortunately no.
You're something else, man.
I just have a lot of bad luck. It just seems to be a bad luck.
No, but you download all this illegal. You don't. You see, I've been telling you this. You don't see the core. You think it's merely coincidence that you pirate all these programs and your computer goes to hell?
It's not that. It's just wear and tear, and I tend to push things to the limit when it comes to technology, so...
I don't know, Gully. I don't know.
I'm lucky I can actually get that other computer to come on, because it was one my dad had, which had actually broken, and I managed to get it to work.
How old a computer have you been using as a backup?
4 years old, I think, with new bits attached to it, and I'm surprised it turns on.
Is it a Texas Instrument, and most people call it a calculator?
It's a speak and spell.
Is that what you've been using?
Would you like me to put Skype on, Alan? Yes, pretty much.
Shall we take some... It is a Friday. We should take some phone calls, and since it's a limited show today, we're only doing an hour-long show on Friday.
Hockey-dockey.
And I am serious about maybe moving the show from 4 to 5:30 on Fridays or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm debating.
Well, it's Friday night. It's cool with me to do later than normal.
And we are surprising my daughter tonight, my wife and I.
Cool.
So that's another reason I had to get off early. But I've enjoyed doing the show this week. I really have had a lot of fun.
In between the technical issues, it's been cool.
Yeah. I have enjoyed it. I hope the listeners have enjoyed it. I've gotten some good mail from people that have liked it.
Well, it's what we want.
Feel free to send me email if you would like to ray@chubbyray.com or send it over to raylytle@hotmail.com. Or if you're a Facebook friend of mine, just send me over a note that way.
Yeah, you could always send it to gully@chubbyray.com, but I'll never get it because I'll just get a blue screen.
Because he doesn't have a computer.
Nope. I'll get it on my iPhone, probably.
Can you get it on your iPhone?
Yeah. I have the correct settings.
I finally, listen, on my iPhone, I was very close. I was only like 4 over in a round of Tiger Woods golf.
Nice.
I'm thinking by the end of the weekend, I could actually be maybe shoot par.
Nice.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that I take enjoyment from now.
How many hours in the toilet have you played that game?
I literally am one bout of diarrhea away from shooting under par. I seriously am. Except I don't read anymore. I used to read on the toilet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I haven't read forever. Because now I'm totally playing video games.
I've noticed the older I get, the attention span gets shorter. I tend to just play a game or something.
Yeah, now I really, now I really enjoy doing it, you know. I get in there. Now I'm getting addicted, you know.
Just going for par.
Yeah, I get it. And now it's like, I don't really have to go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll have to pee,
mm-hmm.
but I'll still sit down and I'll convince myself. I'll say, you know, maybe a little something will want to come out. I might as well sit. Even though I'm peeing, I might as well sit just in case, you know.
You don't want to force the issue, though.
Right. That's one of two reasons that I started sitting going to bathroom this week. Okay.
There is some method to
number
it.
Number one is because of the video game. I'm really getting addicted to playing the video games on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Number two reason is, okay, I get up the other day. My wife's not listening. She's going to go nuts if she hears this. I wake up, all right? I'm half asleep. And I wake up in the middle of the night to go pee. And I stumble. We have two bathrooms. We have a master bathroom that has basically become my wife's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a main bathroom that has a lot more toilet room and a bigger shower. You know, it's just a lot. I like it. I use the main bathroom.
Okay.
Except my daughter puts all her crap in that bathroom. You know, she's got bath toys and just a bunch of crap in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still will use that bathroom most of the time. Well, the other day I get up and I decide then I'm just going to use the bathroom in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. So I kind of waddle into the bathroom, and I'm peeing while keeping my eyes closed. And I stand up above the the toilet, and I pajama bottoms. I have two types of pajama bottoms. I have some with buttons and some without buttons. So the ones mm-hmm. without buttons, I just sort of reach into the slot and pull out my business and just pee that way.
Mm-hmm.
The ones with the buttons, you know, you've got to undo the button. And, you know, and I'm half asleep, and the stupid button wouldn't come undone. So I do the thing where I pull down the front of the pants, or the front of the pajama bottom pants,
mm-hmm.
and then go over the top. You know what I'm talking about?
There's a chance of spillage there, though.
Yeah, I know that, yes. That's where the story's going. So because I can't get the button undone, you know, I'm like, okay, so I pull down and then go over the top to let things out, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting ready to do my business. And like I said, I'm half asleep, so I start peeing. And the pajama bottoms, which I'm sort of holding the pajama bottoms down with my hand while the other hand's got a hold of my stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the pajama bottoms start sliding up the hand, okay, to where uh-huh. I'm getting in danger of if something slips back inside the pajama bottoms, I got a whole problem going on of having to change clothes and all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I try to adjust my hand to get a better to get a grip on the pajama bottoms, which
okay.
causes my hand to come off of what it's holding on to for me to properly aim the stream.
Don't cross the stream, right?
You know, so when it does, it sort of aims to the right. And it splashes out of the toilet bowl.
Oh no!
And I'm like, oh, you know what? I finally I tried to stop, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have to kind of grab everything and make sure I'm aiming back towards the bowl and all this, and so I get done, and then I'm like, oh crap! And I got to turn on the light and. You know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got to get down on my hands and knees with toilet paper to kind of mm-hmm. clean the floor, okay?
Okay.
Except I realize that even though I splashed out of the toilet, I didn't necessarily just go on the floor, but the dogs have a water dish that they have next.
Yellow water.
That my wife in her that my wife keeps in that bathroom right next to the toilet.
Oh dear!
So I was getting ready to walk out, and I look, and I'm like, "Boy, their water looks dirty." And the closer I get to it, I realize at that point that I have successfully urinated upon the water dish, or into the water dish for my dogs. So then I had to go and I had to empty it out. I attempted to clean it. I didn't. I just picked it up, I dumped it in the sink, turned the sink on, refilled it. But then the dogs were having problems drinking from that dish.
I can imagine.
Like, they don't want to drink from that dish.
No, that's the pee dish.
And my wife's like, I don't understand the dogs. They keep going to the kitchen to get water. She's like, we have water in the bathroom. So this morning, my dog Max he wakes up in the middle of the night to go get water, but he kept wanting to leave the room to go to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's like, that stupid dog, I don't understand why he wants, why he won't drink the water. I don't understand why he won't drink the water in the bathroom. I'm like, oh, I don't know what's wrong with him. But I'm pretty sure it's because the it's, you know, it probably still smells like pee water.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they won't drink.
Do you know what's really funny? When you actually, which you're actually standing there to go to the toilet,
right,
and then you get distracted, and then you lose the grip, next thing you're doing this crazy little jolly dance to try and grab your utensil to make it go in the bowl.
Going all over. It's like, you know what? It's like you're putting out a fire and you lose track of the hose.
Yeah.
It's spinning around. You got to try to grab that thing before it goes everywhere.
Yep.
See, women don't understand because they can cut it off like that, you know?
Yep.
Guys, once you start going, you know, you got to finish. You can't, you know.
That is a point of no
I don't return. Have the prostate of an 18-year-old anymore. I just can't cut that thing off in the middle of the stream, you know.
No.
Once it gets going, happen. It's going.
Yep, it's the unstoppable tap.
So, yeah. And then the other thing is, my cat has this fascination with the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I stand to pee... in the dark, the cat followed me in the bathroom one day and got splashed on. So this is why I just sit now. I've become a woman. I just, in the middle of the night, I just sit to pee.
Well, it's better for you. Animal welfare won't be coming around.
Yeah, you're right. The Humane Society is going to take my pets away.
Yep.
Which wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing for me, but I think my wife and daughter would be upset.
If dogs and cats could talk.
Yeah, so, yeah. So there's a pee in the dog dish, and my cat had to be cleaned with a wash rag. And now I just sit and play Tiger Woods golf, you know.
It's a lot safer for all of us.
Yep, that's what I do. So, I don't know. That's the plan.
That's the non-splash plan.
Yes, that's, you know, this is why I have to sit when I pee, like a woman.
Well, you've got to get your par.
Right, yeah. But, oh well.
Par first, animal second.
I need to get a place in the third bathroom. It's just like a, you know, with like a urinal.
Like a walk-in shower.
Just for
just
me.
There.
Yeah, like my own little thing. I know, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
A walk-in shower.
You can just walk in and pee.
Just let it fly in the shower. That's fine. I'll hold it till I get in the shower.
There's no dog or cat bowls in the shower.
I know.
No, Tiger Woods wouldn't work in there, though.
I saw some guy peeing down the street. Where I live, there's a park. Some guy was just standing there, middle of the day, just peeing against the tree in the park.
Just with his top out.
In 11-degree weather, with a wind chill below zero, he's just doing his business right there.
That's going to fall off if he keeps doing that.
Good Lord. He better not hope he runs into the flagpole.
Could you imagine the 911 call with
yes.
that? It'd man frozen stuck to a pole.
They would be removing I mean, that's a hell of a, you know, it's a hell of a fire department visit there.
Well, how would they do it? They'd have to boil water to tip water and I don't even want to think about it.
That'd be great.
Scalded even though he's like froze himself to it.
That'd be fantastic. Hey, by the way, yesterday we started doing an audio only broadcast of the show. For people that have trouble getting the for people that have trouble getting the... And some people have trouble getting the video feed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although other people, they get it on their phone and they have absolutely no problems with it. Some people can't get the feed. And if you can't, on the very front page of ChubbyRay.com, all right? On the very front page of ChubbyRay.com, you can go ahead and on the upper right, it says audio only feed. You can go ahead and click on that. And I'll show you if I can bring it up on my computer here. Let me see if I can bring it up on my computer. If you go to the upper right, which is right, if you can see it, it's right here. It says listen live. And it's listen live audio only, and you just click there, and the audio feed will play. And it's a very low kilobit stream. It's played through your Windows Media Player, or if you have a Windows mobile phone, it will play it. And it uses very, very little resources. So anybody who clicks on that should be able to hear the show. And we started that yesterday, and after I mentioned it, quite a few of you went over and tried it out. I don't see statistics on that until after the show, but I do welcome all of you to check that out if you get a chance, all right?
Always welcome.
Yeah,
very welcome.
That's a streaming feed of the show, and it's like I said, it's very, very low kilobit, so it sounds good. But it doesn't use a lot of resources. So if you can't see the video and stuff, just click on that. That way you can at least still hear. You can still hear the show.
You've got to love technology, without which I would not be here, especially the phone I've got. Without
That's right.
it, I would be lost.
Think about it. Gully, no internet, I would have never met you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, let's take some phone calls. All right, let's take some phone calls. Phone number is 217-883-4667. That's 217-883-4667. 6-7. All right? We would love to take some phone calls and see what you guys are up to. Feel free to call and, you know.
Give out your Skype as well in case English types like to ring in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if you have Skype and you'd like to Skype in at Chubby Ray Lytle under Skype, all right? Chubby Raylytle. All right.
So how is
and we are,
sound,
by the way, we do have a little bit of a delay on the feed today because I just looked over and saw my wife entering the... So that's got to... We are a good, like, 20 seconds behind, I think, today. So
do I sound like I'm cooking bacon? Is the quality okay?
No, you know, when you go on your phone like this, the quality's really not that bad. I mean, it's not as good as your computer, but for being a Skype call, it really isn't that bad.
Well, it's better than the blue screen, I'll be honest.
Right.
Which I've seen enough of this week to last me a lifetime.
Sure. You've got to get that fixed.
Well, I'm going to have to upgrade, and that's going to not happen until next week, so I'm going to have to make do with what I've got.
You know, I was really taking it easy this week. You know what I mean? Like trying to take the show easy, doing, you know, like not trying to do too much and blah, blah, blah. But, because we're actually there's going to be some bits, you know, for lack of a better word, like some comedy bits that we're going to be starting next week. We're going to be bringing back like Vic the Magnifico and things like that, and Vic's Wishes, and I have a couple other things and some new stuff planned as well as the old things that we'll be bringing back. And so that stuff's going to be coming back very soon. Some of the benchmark type stuff will be coming back soon. But for winging it, you know, just winging it this week, we've had, you know, it's been fun. These shows have been entertaining.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, so in the afternoon, it just seems to go quicker in the afternoon. Sometimes those shows at night, they seem to drag on and on, but during the daytime, I mean, it seems like we just get started and it's over. It's very strange.
Well, it's really good for me because I get to do things in the day because getting up at 4 a.m. was like, the next day would be kind of... washed out because I'd be tired and nothing would get done, and now I can do a full day of whatever I need to do, and then in the evening get in and watch a bit of TV and then on with the show.
A couple interesting notes I want to pass. Ustream total viewers, we passed we're past 202,350 or something. Is We passed that number at some point earlier today.
That's very impressive.
And this is something interesting. You know, there's this thing called Entertainment, which if you ever listen to any of the stuff on Facebook, if you listen to, and you know how I'll put the podcast up on Facebook to where you can just click the little play button and it plays?
Yeah.
Or you can download it as well. That's a service called Entertainment. And between Entertainment, iTunes and iTunes downloads, and GCast downloads and plays from the front page of ChubbyRay.com. This is really astronomical. This is phenomenal. The Best of Breaking Curfew, Part 1. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Passed 4,000 listens.
That's really good.
Once again, The Best of Breaking Curfew, Part 1, has passed 4,000 people listening to it. And I know some of you have listened to it over and over again, but that really is an astronomical number. I mean, to have that many is really a pretty amazing number for this little show.
Yeah, and I thank everyone who's listened to us. Well done.
It is, you know, and I know that was our best of nighttime show, but that really is amazing. And best of part two of that is over 3,000 listens to, and 3, 4, and 5 are both on their way up there. So, but it's so weird because Best of Breaking Curfew Part 1 continues to grow every day. It's slowing down. It's slowed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is amazing that many people have listened to that hour-long podcast.
I'm impressed.
Pretty astronomical.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah. So anyway, that's pretty cool. I just thought I would pass that along. Some of you might be freaking out because we're using the Ustream chat room today. It is because I'm redoing the other chat page. All right, that's the reason why.
Things are changing.
Yeah, there's the other chat page we usually do that has Gully's cam and stuff, and it had Linus's cam. It's starting to become clear to me that Linus might die, because he has not come out of his coma.
No, sadly.
And in fact, the Save the Linus update said that the news of Gorilla's marriage falling apart might be what pushes Linus over the top.
That's very sad.
So I'm going to have to redo that to where Linus's camera isn't on, and you know, adjust the cameras and things like that. So that page is being redone. So that's what's going on. That's why we'll be switching back to that page. Don't worry, we'll switch back to it soon enough.
I'm looking at time scale for me to actually get back up and running 100%. It's going to be like a couple of weeks, but I'll get there in the end, and
yeah,
I
and
shall be off. This
once you get going, then we'll have your camera again. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And if Surfer cams up, I can always put her in. The actual main feed. I can do that.
Yeah.
Because that's how I roll, suckers.
Yeah, we've got to show off a bit of that.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's how I roll. All right. I see P Double. I just looked into the chat room. I see P Double is in the chat room. And Wisconsin Deb is finally in the chat room. Is Wisconsin Deb in Skype?
I have no idea. I am on all I see is an iPhone sitting on my lap. I can't see the chat room. I have no eyes, ears, or nothing.
Let me see if I can track down Wisconsin Deb.
I am a technical cripple at the moment, and it's killing me.
We'll see if we can find her or not. To see what she thinks of all this stuff.
Hello.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm all right. What's happening?
I can barely hear you. You're very low.
Sorry, I don't have a fancy professional headset mic like you do.
You don't have a fancy setup like Hillbilly Joe. You don't have a fancy Hillbilly Joe setup, do you?
Or like me yesterday.
Yes.
Brian Bacon.
You sound just fine. I was wondering, have you been continuing your prayer vigils for Linus, who's in the hospital?
I'm not going there.
What is that? What do you mean this? You're not going there? What do you mean?
I'm not talking to you about this.
Why not?
I'm not involved. I don't have a dog in this fight.
Sure you do.
Nope.
Sure you do.
Nope.
Your dog is Linus.
Nope.
Yes.
Not doing it.
Oh, yes, it is. My wife and I were discussing this in bed the other night. That's right. Discussion of you has invaded our bedroom. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
And even she has said that it has become obvious that you have turned traitor and have picked Linus in this fight.
I'm not a traitor, and
yes.
Dieter knows better.
No, 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 no. She doesn't know better. No.
Well, if
she believes
she's met after 20 years, then she never knew me at all.
She believes that you think I should apologize to Linus instead of the other way around.
I think that you should have been concerned when you first heard that he was in an accident. Apologies notwithstanding, it's just general human nature when somebody, when you hear that someone's been hurt.
He wasn't in an accident. If he were, in fact, in an accident, I would have been more than concerned. I would have been sad and worried and you know me. I'm a very caring and nurturing soul. But for me, but for people to think that I should be concerned over an imaginary thing is ridiculous.
Well, I don't know that it's imaginary.
Of course it's imaginary. Of course it is imaginary. This is you know, your anger towards me.
I'm not angry. I'm just I'm staying out of it.
Your anger towards me is precipitated by your belief that this is a real thing, and it isn't. It was a fake thing.
One thing I have noticed, though, is that every time the new show has started, he does actually come on Skype. And so it is kind of like two arguing brothers in a way, I've found.
Yes, I think Linus listens to the show.
Hello, Linus.
I definitely think he listens to the show. Because I told you, even in his coma in the hospital, they put it on. Because it's good when you're in a coma to hear familiar voices.
I'm glad he's not in a coma.
I get my Linus information from Save the Linus. And I heard he is in a coma and he has a helper monkey.
Helper monkeys are very useful.
When he comes out of his coma, they give him a helper monkey, and it helps him do things like go to Miss Kitty's playground.
I think you're dragging this way far out than it needed to be.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, and I told Linus this. This is what he doesn't tell you. Off the air, I told him, I said, if I knew you were in fact in an accident, I said, if you were in an accident, I would be very concerned. And I did tell him that. I said, if you were in an accident, I'd be very concerned, and I'd be very hurt and very, you know, bothered by it. I said, but you weren't in an accident. So, of course, I feel nothing. I feel no concern for imaginary events.
I can understand that.
That's like wasting, you know, that's like wasting time because, or wasting sentiment because Aquaman died in the comic books. Oh, I'm so sad. Aquaman died. I'm going to cry. No, there's no such person as Aquaman. He didn't really die. It's an imaginary character. That'd be the same as me getting upset by Linus being in a car accident, that he wasn't really in a car accident.
Either way, it's coming to the point now where it's like, okay, fair enough. Whether you were or not, maybe you should call in. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, he's not allowed to call until he apologizes. But I'm just saying that Debbie is one of my oldest and dearest friends. I've known Debbie for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she took Linus aside in this. It bothers me. She took the side of a stranger. Over a friend.
Well, that would be worrying.
A stranger at best. I thought I should apologize to him. I can't believe it.
I never said that.
That's what bothered me.
I'm not taking any side at all. All I said was that he's never lied to me. He said he was in an accident. I believe him. If you don't believe him, if Gorilla doesn't believe him, that's on you guys. I don't care what you guys believe.
And Gully doesn't believe me either.
Okay, well, I don't care what Gully believes either.
99.9%
the fact.
99% of the people in the chat, the people who listen to this show, don't believe him. In fact, you're the only person that believes him.
Okay, fine. Call me gullible. I don't give a shit.
Oops.
I'm just, I don't want Linus to come between us.
We're still friends. We're still just as friendly as we were before the whole thing happened.
All right.
Well, that's fair enough. Changed.
Have you called Linus in the hospital?
He's not in the hospital, but yes, I have talked to him.
Oh, so you've been talking to him.
I talked to him once, last week.
All right. Oh, and the other thing is people thought that you should take over doing Breaking Curfew.
Oh, that'd be fun.
They did. Remember the other day, Gully, they talked about that in the chat room.
Yeah, I think you should too.
I am wanting to continue the Breaking Curfew franchise, so to speak.
I've always liked
the name. I'd probably have to get a professional type microphone though, and I don't know if I can afford that.
Well, I might send you. I have extras. Maybe I'll send you one.
You can get a decent headset for fairly cheap.
Yeah, I might be able to send you something. I got extra stuff. I got seven microphones from the old Disaster Radio days that are currently sitting in storage.
If anyone's got an extra PC on that note, you can feel free to send me it.
All right. Well, Deb, I just wanted to check and make sure that this isn't, that your love for me has not changed.
No, I still love and adore you. You have too many pictures that you can blackmail me with.
Absolutely. All right. What is it, honey? Oh, yeah. Hold on. Deidre has a suggestion. Come on over, honey. Let my wife say it. What is your suggestion, sweetie?
Maybe Linus has an extra microphone he can send her.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Ouch.
You see, I told you. She is siding with me.
Handbags.
Yeah.
Handbags are told.
Just me. And Linus is, and Linus, he goes, I was in an accident. I said, okay, we'll prove it. And there was, and he said, I will send the proof. I never got the proof. And remember, I said, if I got the proof, I would admit I was wrong. I never got the proof. You know why I didn't get the proof? Anybody have any idea why I didn't get the proof? I'll tell you I'll tell you why I didn't get the proof. Because it doesn't exist.
I sat on the fence for so long with this.
Yep.
I give him the benefit of the doubt, but the longer it goes on,
yes,
the less,
then you
less
know,
I'm inclined
he's,
to agree.
He's lying. It's a very tasteless joke on his part, too. I will say that.
If that's anyway, the case, then yes. I agree with you.
Deb, you know we love you.
I love you too.
I'll let you go. I'll send my brother over to storage sometime this week and get your microphone.
Oh, okay.
I will. I'll send one up to you.
All right.
All right, later.
Bye.
The one and only Wisconsin Deb joining us.
Woo-hoo.
Squarely in Linus's corner.
Well, that was plain to see.
Yeah, don't you agree?
Yeah, I think she was. Yes. She was batting for the Linus time.
Squarely in Linusville. By the way, P Double is saying that Linus has ruined mine and Deb's relationship, just like he ruined Gorilla and Mercy's marriage.
Well, you've got to blame someone.
By the way, that's most of my email this week has been about Gorilla's marriage.
Oh,
poor Gorilla.
Remind me if I ever break up with my girlfriend to never mention it to you, Ray. Never, ever mention it to you.
This whole week has just been making fun of Gorilla and his marriage. It's been awesome.
There will be Chubby Ray Live where Gully starts crying because Ray won't leave him alone.
Oh, well. We should probably get out of here. It is a Friday show. We're going to give you a link. We're going to put a link up in the chat room. It's for Gorilla. Gorilla does another show. He goes by the name Demon Clown. He does a show called The Jungle, and he does it on Blog TV. He does the show on Blog TV, blogtv.com, search The Jungle, and he's on, they're playing music now. They start around 5:30 or so, so on Fridays you can go over there and listen to him after this show is over, all right?
Yes, go and do that.
Listen, Gully, you have a great weekend, my friend.
And you, Rick.
Thanks to Wisconsin Deb and Gorilla for being on. Sorry it's a short show, but that's how these Fridays are going to be, thank God.
This is Chubby Ray Live, and here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
That's right. Okay, we got to go. Thank you for listening. Remember, replays are available. If you're on the Facebook page, I have replays available from all five shows where you can listen to or download. Podcasts available on iTunes or at ChubbyRay.com. And all the video replays will be loaded on ChubbyRay.com this weekend. Thanks for listening. Do me a favor. Tell your friends that we exist. Chubby Ray Live every afternoon right here at ChubbyRay.com. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. Save the Linus.
Yeah. That was